Now, look, we're going to do this for a little while, and that's it, it.
Greetings and welcome to On the Loose, show number something something. Is this a real show number? It's just me and Jason today because, well, really it's my fault. I ran off the other guys.
Let's call these OTL shorts. OTL short number one.
OTL short number one for the diehard fans. Diehard fans, and you know who you are.
Basically, we haven't recorded a show in how long has it been?
It's been 6 months. Six short, long months.
Yeah, it's been a long time. A lot's changed in 6 months.
Yeah. I can't think of a
I can't think. No. Yeah, everything's pretty much the same.
Okay. So it's just Jason and I today, and we're going to talk about a couple of things that we just want to talk about. There are a few songs that we have chosen to bring to you, our dear listening audience. And Jason, what do you want to start with?
I've been listening to a lot of garage rock lately.
Now, for people that don't know, what is like a garage rock band? It's not someone who literally plays in their garage, but sometimes it is.
Well, see, that's what I thought it was. I guess it's kind of the old raw sound.
More of like a lo-fi.
Lo-fi.
Sometimes delving into psychedelia.
Yeah, do-it-yourself.
Yeah.
Kind of rock. It's kind of edgy, kind of known, for the poor quality in recordings, I guess.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So let's just talk about your band, and that will be a good example of a garage rock band.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. I've been listening to a lot of Ty Segall and a lot of Michael Cronin and some of that stuff coming out of San Francisco right now. And it's made me want to dive back and kind of see where this garage rock sound came from. And through all my research and everything, all these lists I saw, I kept coming across this band called The Sonics.
The Sonics. I'm not familiar with them.
Okay. You might know them from a Modelo commercial that's come out recently that features this song. Let's take a listen to Have Love Will Travel
cool.
by the Sonics.
I like that. I had never heard these guys before.
Yeah, I just came across them recently. This song was written by Richard Berry. I don't know if...
Is that Chuck Berry's brother?
You know what? I don't know. I didn't even think about it. He was...
Are they related to Marvin Berry?
Oh, that new sound you're looking for. I hope he sold it like that. I know he was in the Robins and some of the other bands, but he's most famously known for writing the song Louie Louie.
Okay, see, that's interesting because that's exactly what I thought this song sounded like.
Yeah.
Like, it has that whole kind of rough, heavy, almost primal, pounding drum sound, and that, I'm assuming it's a saxophone, but it sounds almost like a kazoo solo.
Yeah.
Because it's so just buzzy and over the top.
Apparently how these guys would record, they would record on two tracks, and they'd use one microphone, and they'd put the microphone right above the drums.
Oh, wow.
So that's how they get the booming drum sound.
And I've heard of some people doing that. Like, they'll go and just put, like, a close mic and a far mic, and they'll, like, record in a larger room. And you kind of do get that echoey, boomy kind of garage sound.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting. These guys are cool.
Yeah. This is from the 1965 album Hero the Sonics. They're out of Tacoma, Washington, and they were highly influential to Kurt Cobain, Bruce Springsteen, Jack White, Flaming Lips, LCD Sound System, all the way down to the Cramps and the Dead Boys.
Did you say the Hives?
No,
you can definitely tell the Hives.
No, but I can definitely, the Hives. Black Keys also covered this song, but I don't like their version as much.
It says, I was just looking up some stuff, and it says they've also got a few other songs that were famous called The Witch and Psycho. Obviously, you're not familiar with those, so I'll definitely want to check them out as well. Yeah, these guys are pretty cool. That's a really interesting find. There's so many of these bands out there that are just really great that, you know, are kind of defined by that garage rock era, the mid to late 60s. Almost like a pre-do-it-yourself, like what became real prevalent in the early, mid-90s.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a great find. Thanks, man.
Yeah. What do you got? What have you been listening to?
Well, I've actually been just listening to a lot of really strange stuff. For some reason, I've gotten into a lot of, like, the older, like, almost lounge stuff.
Awesome.
And I know people think of me and they think, hey, KB, you're a rock and roller. You like the heavy metal and the Foo Fighters and all the rock. But, you know, sometimes I like to slow it down a little bit.
Yeah.
And I really like a lot of, like, the older lounge scene. And what I have been listening to lately, I actually found off of one of probably the greatest compilations in the history of man, the Ultra Lounge series.
Yes.
I love the Ultra Lounge series. All of their stuff is gold. If you don't have any, just pick up anything and you will not be disappointed. The thing that I wanted to talk about was something I found off of there was... it's just one song, and it made me want to find more out about this guy, John Barry, and his song, Beat Girl. Check this one out.
Awesome.
So Jason and I really didn't talk about this beforehand. We just kind of putting these together as we're talking about it. But I think it's really interesting that we both picked kind of the same era music to start talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like I'm so bored with everything coming out today. We're delving back to the past and finding just all these really cool hidden nuggets that just aren't really talked about anymore.
Is this the guy that did the James Bond theme?
You know what? We were talking about this earlier, and it is the same guy because it's John Barry and his orchestra. And you can kind of hear in this guitar work that same James Bond theme song sound.
Kind of spy-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
Surf. Yeah.
And I didn't know, but this is actually from a movie called Beat Girl. This is one of the songs off of the soundtrack. And I haven't seen it, but you bet your patootie I'm going to.
Yeah, that trailer looks pretty awesome.
Yeah. So it's one of those just like beat poetry kind of almost pulp movies.
Yeah.
And it just looks amazing.
Yeah, you mentioned pulp. I think this would fit in nicely in the Pulp Fiction soundtrack or just anything.
Oh, definitely. I can hear that on Pulp Fiction or
really
any kind of Tarantino, because he really likes just these kind of throwback songs to write scenes around. And you can kind of hear just the orchestration of this music in kind of his scenes that he would use. But enough about Tarantino. Everything I've heard about or from John Barry, and he's got such a wide array of things to talk about and just so many different types of music to hear. It's really cool. I really can't recommend it high enough.
I've never really explored this guy outside of what he did with James Bond.
So yeah, John Barry, love him. Can't recommend the Ultra Lounge series high enough. It's awesome.
Yeah, good pick. Very, very good pick.
Well, thanks, man. So we're moving pretty fast because it's just me and Jason, but now we want to move on to something that we have been recently listening to, something more from this year, 2013. Is it already 2013?
It is. Crying Can you believe loud. It?
Haven't done a show in 6 months, so, you know.
Did we do a show in 2013?
We did one in February.
Okay.
Epic show with Scott and... Were you there? Yeah, you were there.
Yeah. I think we talked about, like, every song that's ever been recorded in that episode, so yeah.
So, yeah, sorry for the delay, but hey, you gotta wait for it.
Yeah, it's true.
So, Jason, 2013, new song from you. What is it gonna be?
Okay. I picked this song really because this is a band that I love. I've loved for a long time. I know you love. And I know John really loves this band, too. And I know if he were here, he would be excited to talk about these guys. Depeche Mode came out with a new album, I guess, back in March.
Depeche Mode. Love them.
Love Depeche Mode. Grew up listening to Depeche Mode. I'm going to go with their first single, Heaven, by Depeche Mode. Check it out.
That song. I haven't heard that one yet.
Have you not?
Mm-mm. I hadn't heard that. And I love Depeche Mode. I just haven't had time to catch up with... Oh, I just did that.
Oh, that's an album. Catching up with Depeche Mode.
No, I just haven't had time to catch up with this new album yet. I have heard another single off of this album that I really do like. And let me tell you what. These guys pretty much defined my junior high school. Now, you know, like I said earlier, I like the heavy rock and the metal and stuff, but I literally had, at one point, their entire catalog, including all of the weird singles and Euro imports.
Yeah,
all of that silly stuff. And I just couldn't get enough. Just can't get enough. That's just too many.
It was hard to enjoy the silence with all that. Okay, never mind.
Oh, to be a fly on the windscreen in that. Hey, stop this black celebration.
Okay.
I'm not your personal Jesus.
All right.
Enough. Ridiculous. I thought that song, the opening, reminded me of Mike Snow, his song Sylvia. And if you don't know what it sounds like, it sounds pretty similar with the kind of sparse piano kind of thing. But then they take different paths, and his sounds a little more electronic, and theirs sounds a little more laid back.
Yeah, I haven't heard the Mike Snow song. I'd like to hear that.
It's good.
This one, what I like about it is it's so bluesy. It kind of mixes the electronic with the blues. And the whole album's like this Delta Machine, which is kind of an homage to the old Delta blues.
Yeah, and I recently read an article that Martin Gore said that he loves not being stuck behind a keyboard, and he loves playing guitar. So he can kind of roam around and just not be in one spot. So I'm sure that there's a lot more guitar-based to a lot of their newer music, just because he likes that aspect.
Yeah.
He likes not being stuck in one place for an entire concert. I mean, who would?
Man, look at how these guys have evolved. Look at their first album, Speak and Spell, which had just Can't Get Enough.
Right.
Compare that one to this, or to Enjoy the Silence, or to People Are People. I mean, all of these songs sound totally different.
Yeah, and they have evolved into something that still is reminiscent from what they were,
mm-hmm.
but it's still a whole new, almost new sounding band.
Yeah.
And they're one of the only, if not, I can't think of any other good example of a band that came out in this era that weren't filed away as like a one hit wonder.
Yeah.
You know, they, I'm sure there are some that I'm not thinking of right now, but they certainly don't have the longevity or the depth of catalog that these guys have.
Yeah, over the past 30 years, they've managed to evolve with music and kind of be on the forefront of whatever fresh new sound was coming out.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Have you seen these guys live?
Twice.
Yeah, I've seen them once, and it was an amazing show.
Put on a great show. Great, great show. Yeah, I saw them in the Songs of Faith and Devotion tour and the Ultra tour.
See, I saw him before that when it was the Violator tour.
Okay, I wish I could have seen him then. Yeah.
It was a good show. It was great. They had all the hits. They played... that's my favorite album from theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I had to name one, I would say that's probably my favorite album.
That's a classic.
Music for the Masses, great album, but Violator's probably the tops for me.
Mine too. Going back to what we were saying, how they've been around so long and been able to change. If you look at the life of David Gahan, this guy's almost died four times from like a drug overdose.
Take that, Nikki Sixx.
And the fact that they're still able to make music of this quality for this long.
Well, the fact that he's not just like some drooling vegetable, and he can get up in front of whether it's like a small crowd in a club or a huge stadium, he can still really put on a great show.
Yeah. Like one of the best frontmen to see live. Like if you ever get the chance to see Depeche Mode, definitely check him out.
Absolutely.
VH1 ranks these guys number 98 in the list of the 100 greatest artists of all time.
All time. Maybe should be higher, but I guess if it's all time and you're including, like, I don't know, Mozart or something.
Yeah, and Montehupl.
Montehupl. Yeah, of course. Montehupl at number 67.
What's your favorite Depeche Mode song?
Probably
number one out of all of them.
I don't know. I don't know if I can name a number one.
For me, I think it's got to be Policy of Truth.
That's a really good one.
I love that song, man. Especially if I'm in the car, that's just like the number one driving song for me.
Policy of Truth, Enjoy the Silence.
I love
great.
Yeah, whole album.
Yeah. There's a lot off of Music for the Masses that I really liked.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that I could say a number one. I like them all.
Yeah. One last note about these guys. They've sold over 100 million albums, making them the top-selling electronic artists all time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's huge. 100 million albums?
100 million.
Wow.
No electronic artist has ever sold that many. So, yeah. I don't know if these guys get all the credit that they deserve.
Probably not. I had no idea. That's huge. 100 million. That's worldwide.
Yeah.
That's insane. Awesome. Depeche Mode, love them.
KB, what have you been listening to in 2013?
Well, I had a hard time deciding because it's been such a long time since we have talked about things, and there's been so much that has come out. But there's one song that I really kind of wanted to talk about today from a guy named Andrew Stockdale.
Okay. I'm not familiar with him.
You probably know who he is because he used to front Wolfmother.
Oh, okay.
So you're familiar with his work, just maybe not his solo stuff.
Gotcha.
And so they've kind of dissolved Wolfmother, which I really kind of dug. I thought they had a cool, kind of funky, heavy 70s throwback sound.
Yeah.
That one song, Woman, that he just says Woman over and over, and I don't know really any of the other lyrics because I'm not a lyrics guy. But this is kind of a different turn. The song that I wanted to talk about is called Long Way to Go. Check it out.
Definite 70s throwback.
Yeah, it's got a really good drive, and for some reason it reminds me of a lot of, like, the Stones,
mm-hmm.
and maybe some Black Crowes. So, yeah, definitely, a good 70s edge to it, which I think a lot of people are really trying to exploit, but I think Andrew is taking it and making it his own, because of the work he did with Wolfmother and all of their kind of heavy, groovy sounds. But I really liked this song. It's the album's called Keep Moving, which came out this year. And I've listened to the album a few times, and this song by far is the strongest one. There's some kind of clunkers. There's some hits and misses. It's a little too long. I wish that he would have kind of pared it down a little and made it more solid, more tight-knit album. But overall, it's a decent album. But like I said, I wish it were just maybe a little more selective.
Yeah.
Because I hate it when people do just we've got this amount of songs, let's put them all on the album. Like Smashing Pumpkins with their double album monstrosity. Ridiculous.
That could have easily been one great album instead of a double mediocre album.
Absolutely.
And we probably offended so many people by saying that.
Well, but, you know, if they can't handle it, then that's their problem, not mine. But I think that Andrew, from what I know about his work in Wolf Mother, he plays guitar and he writes a lot of the music and definitely does the vocals. And I really liked the grooviness of this song. And, you know, like I said, I've rocked this one in particular over and over, but the rest of the album is kind of, I haven't really listened to it much more than the couple of times I've heard it.
His voice kind of reminds me of Robert Plant. Robert Plant, if he were to front the Stones.
Yeah, because Plant always had like the higher kind of, I don't want to say nasally, but almost nasal range.
Mm-hmm.
But Plant could do anything. You know, I mean, there's no touching Robert Plant. But yeah, I think that, you know, and I've sent this song to a few of my friends who do like the Stones and who like Led Zeppelin, because I feel like that it's kind of in that same ballpark.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, I really like this kind of genre, and I'd like to see more.
Andrew Stockdale. Where's he from? Do you know?
Well, I'm glad you asked. He's from Australia.
Really?
Yeah. Born July 20th, 1976. He's a young whippersnapper.
Yeah.
Actually, he's not, but well, I guess he is.
He's younger than the music he's playing.
Yeah.
I dig it. I want to hear more of it. Well, good stuff.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. So hopefully next time we'll have the full crew here. Freddie and John were unable to make it this time. And we had the equipment. And we just decided, hey, we'll record.
Yeah. Let's just see what we can get.
What it sounds like. And, you know, mainly because it's been so long, we wanted to put something out for you guys.
Yeah. So thanks for listening.
Hey, you want to do some new releases real quick?
Yeah.
Just kind of...
What's new?
New releases. This is stuff that I found that's coming out in the month of August.
August 2013 releases. Jason, go!
Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings has a new one coming out.
I think they're all right.
Do you? I really like that.
I think they're too throwbacky. Like I don't know. If you're going to listen to that music, just listen to Aretha or something.
Yeah, but I support anything that tries to recreate that old Motown sound. Anything.
Sure. I'm not saying they're not talented, but yeah. I just don't know if there's really any need to have a new old band. Like, enough with the Mumford & Sons bands. Stop it. Well, what else is coming up?
Civil Wars, which I thought they broke up. But apparently they're putting out an album. I don't know.
John will be thrilled.
He will be thrilled. Franz Ferdinand, remember those guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're coming out with a new album.
Are they really?
Yeah. Ooh, get this. All you Bob Dylan fans out there, another self-portrait. Bootleg Series Volume 10. That guy's got more mileage out of his throwaway songs than anybody. Let's see.
Except for maybe Hendrix.
Yeah, Hendrix. Well, of course, he isn't able to cash in on those.
Yeah.
Belle and Sebastian has a new one coming out.
Oh, good.
Yeah. If you're looking for anything to put you to sleep,
Sleepy
I guess.
Time music, yeah. Yeah.
Washed Out. Are you familiar with Washed Out?
Don't know Washed Out.
Okay, Washed Out, you guys might know them for the opening theme to Portlandia. That's Washed Out.
Sure.
They got a new one coming out. Newstead. Which
Jason Newstead?
Jason Newstead's band, or whatever.
Vanity Project?
Yeah.
No, I guess since it's just, he's not in Metallica anymore, it's just his project.
Yeah, it's just called Newstead, and it's the album's called Heavy Metal Music.
Now, I've actually heard good things about this album.
Have you?
Yeah, I've heard that it really kicks ass.
Okay.
I mean, Jason Newstead, you love him, hate him, think whatever about him, but I've heard that it's a really good album.
Okay. Well, it'd be interesting to check that out. Glenn Campbell, still alive.
Still alive, really.
And putting out a new album.
Wow.
So is Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So all you parrot heads, rejoice. New Buffett album.
And
you can shake your flip-flops at.
Yeah. So that's what I got. New releases.
All right. New releases. Look forward to them.
And we gotta go.
All right, On the Loosers, make sure that you email us at otlcast@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook. Make sure you tell your friends and send us some likes. We need these heavy likes. Like us.
Like us.
All right. We will catch you next time. Thanks for tuning in. John, you're racist.
Yeah. John, you suck.
No.
No, John, you don't suck. Miss you, John. Miss you, Freddy.
Poor son.
Too soon.
We're not dead.
Oh.
All right.
Well, have we talked to them today?
That's true.
Ooh.
All right, catch you next time.
All right, done.
Bye.
I like Wolf Mother. Blah, 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 blah.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes.